Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
So let's catch up now with the man who was writing for The Independent last night, Chief Football Correspondent, Mark Ogden. Morning to you, Mark.
Hi, Steve.
Thoughts on last night's game? United, actually, in the first half, showed a lot more than I think people were expecting from them.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I looked at the United team last night and thought there's not been anybody in this team that will really scare Liverpool or frighten Liverpool. I mean, all of yesterday, the club teller was playing, you know, repeats of the 1984 win against Barcelona and Brian Robson scored twice and Roy Keane doing well against Juventus in Turin. And you look at the current United team thinking, there's not really anybody that can do that. And I think, they started well, but they didn't really threaten, apart from about 5 or 10 minutes on the first half. So, and as soon as Coutinho scored it, you know, that killed it and United became what they've been all season, really.
Yeah, we were just talking about the quality of Coutinho's goal there. It was absolutely fantastic. Although, the United right-back, how on earth he can look in the mirror this morning and think that he'd done a good job there?
Yeah. Guillermo Varela's had a bit of a baptism of fire recently. I don't think he'd have played this season, but for the injury that United have had. But, he had a bad first half, and I think that the goal would kind of summed it up. But I just felt that Coutinho as well, he showed what Liverpool have got that United don't have. You know, United have got Juan Mata, who cost a lot more than Coutinho, but didn't have his pace or his invention or his just that kind of snap in the last final third. So I just think Liverpool are a better team over the two legs, and in Coutinho, they had the best player.
The United penalty, it seemed like a little bit of a soft one, but do you think that it was fair enough for the ref to give that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think in European competition that you do get softer penalties, and you know the one at Anfield last week was probably another one of those marginal decisions. And you know, United were even arguing for a penalty early on when Fellaini was shoved by Emre Can. So I think it probably was a penalty, but that kind of shows you that United need set pieces to get into games these days. You don't really have the quality or the power to break teams down. So I just thought Liverpool handled it pretty well.
It's such a far cry from a United team of old, isn't it? And I think everyone saw the Paul Scholes outburst last week and probably understood where it was coming from, especially him from the heart. But they've so fallen from grace in a little bit of a shocking manner. And even players, you know, when they're bringing on Schweinsteiger and you're looking at him and thinking, well, a player like Schweinsteiger now would never have got into a United team 5-10 years ago.
He almost didn't even get into his shirt last night. It was that tight.
He's grown, hasn't he?
A little bit, yeah. No, I mean, when I saw the first leg at Anfield and saw that Ferguson sat in the director's box, I just felt that the team that played at Anfield, and a little bit last night, just was the complete antithesis of the Ferguson team. There was no pace, there was no ambition, there was no passion, there was no leadership. And I think all those things that you associate with United of old have gone. And that's because the manager doesn't want strong personalities in his team or doesn't want whatever. But it's the slowest United team I've ever seen. You know, people like Daley Blint, Juan Mata. They haven't got that energy anymore. And I think it'll take a change of manager to change the selection of the squad. But we spent a lot of money. They spent, I think Van Gaal spent £250 million. David Moyes spent £70 million on two players who last night, you know, Fellaini will always divide opinion. Largely, people think he's hopeless because the elbows that were flying around last night, he's a bit of a liability. And he's in an awful buy for United. And, you know, that he kind of defines the David Moyes era.
Can you believe that he wasn't given a red card for last night's elbow, particularly after last week's, which was highlighted? But then last night on Dejan Lovren, it just felt, you know, he's got the tip of his elbow going for it. It's not even like it looks like a flailing arm.
No, and I think the fact the referee booked him is even more bizarre because he's obviously seen it and he's decided it didn't merit a red card. But as you say, you know, every game now Fellaini's doing that once or twice, and he was very lucky not to be done retrospectively after the incident at Anfield last week. So, you know, against West Ham at the weekend, United fans cheered when he was taken off. And I think that's the point there with Fellaini, where he doesn't fit in at United in terms of what the fans want. And he does kind of epitomise where they are. He's not a Man United player. And I think the Liverpool fans relished last night the fact that this former Everton player was having a shocker for Man United. And it was on the night that they were doing well at Old Trafford.
It was a shame that there were some scenes at the end of the night which heaped a little bit of disgrace. I think there was one Liverpool fan, wasn't there, who tried to get a banner out in the United end. That sort of kicked things off a little bit. It's a shame that it was marred by all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think both legs have had a few issues, you know, with the chance for United fans last night. The one or two incidents outside the ground, you know, with chance on both sides before the game, and the incident after, you know, it was almost like a punch up in the scoreboard end. So we always worried this had happened, and it did happen, but hopefully the next time the two clubs meet, it'll be controlled a bit better. And I don't think the chance will stop. I just think it's something that we're just going to have to kind of put up with. It's just a Manchester-Liverpool thing. It's not going to go away, but it did seem more vocal the last two games.
Yeah, banners hanging from bridges, chants, it's stuff we don't want to see. Just in terms of Liverpool, how impressed have you been, Mark, in terms of what Jurgen Klopp's been putting together and maybe how he handled these two games over two legs?
Yeah, I just think I saw him at City early on after he took over and they won 4-1 and I'm thinking, wow, this side could win the league. But obviously, they had a lot of injuries in December and January and he struggled to cope at times. But you can certainly see the signs of something happening now and... You know, the top four, I think fourth place is still up for grabs for somebody. I think, you know, is it going to be West Ham? Is it going to be Man United? Maybe not. Liverpool, I just think if Man City continue to slide and get deep into the Champions League, maybe get to the semi-finals, I think that Liverpool could make a late charge for the Champions League, the last four. I mean, they might even qualify in the Europa League at this rate, but, you know, I still think the top four is available for Liverpool.
Oh, it's interesting you're talking like that. And I know you know the Man City scenario very well. You cover them quite extensively, don't you? Do you feel they're on a slippery slide?
I do. And I think with City, obviously they've got the derby at the weekend and that's a big game for both of us. But they look very much distracted by the Champions League. And if they get a decent draw today and they get to the semi-finals, then that's four games they're going to be completely focused on. And, you know, even when they're fully focused on the Premier League, they haven't had the results that you'd expect this season. So City could take their eye off the ball, and if they do, you know, West Ham are, I'd say, favourites to beat them to fourth if they do slip up. But, you know, West Ham and Liverpool are two teams in form right now, and I think City and United are slipping, and it'd be an incredible situation if next season we're in the Champions League with no Manchester clubs and no Chelsea. But, you know, I think Liverpool, you know, if they continue this run of form, they can certainly make it.
Mark, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
Mark Ogden, Chief Football Correspondent for The Independent.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.